Texte numéro 37. Green living, organic food versus GMO. The terms GMO, short for genetically modified organism, and organic describe two types of food production methods used in modern agriculture. According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, between the years 2001 and 2010, the planting of GMO crops more than tripled worldwide, with 75% of the plantings concentrated in industrialized nations. Technically, genetically modified organisms have a broad definition that has come to be understood in a much narrower sense since the introduction of genetically engineered plants into the food system. Broadly, genetic modification occurs whenever a plant breeder selects to cross two plants in hopes of producing offspring with a desired characteristic. Since the advent of genetic engineering, however, the term GMO has typically described plants that have been genetically engineered, that is to say, the genes of which have been tampered with. Genetic engineering describes the introduction of a gene from a different species than the host, so that the plant expresses a characteristic that is not genetically normal for its species, such as the production of pesticides. However, US National Organic Program regulations expressly forbid the use of GMOs in the production of organic food. The use of genetic engineering falls under the excluded methods described in the terms defined section of the regulation. Traditional breeding methods, including tissue culture and in vitro fertilization, are permitted, however. Farmers and horticulturalists have been practicing plant breeding for thousands of years, but the relatively recent arrival of GMOs makes it difficult to assess their long-term environmental impact. Nonetheless, concerns exist over the potentially negative environmental impact of GMOs. Because they introduce genes that are not native to a particular species, the impact these genes will have if they enter wild plant populations is yet unknown. GMO crops are often engineered to produce pesticides or resist herbicides, so the potential for GMO crops to induce pesticide resistance in pest and weed populations could result in high pest populations that cause agricultural and environmental damage. The potential of these pesticides to harm non-target organisms also raises concern. Organic agriculture is also tied into the green movement, but for different reasons. The stated goal of organic agriculture, according to the US Department of Agriculture, is to produce food in harmony with the larger ecosystem. Organic systems avoid synthetic materials to control pests and boost soil fertility. Indeed, organic agriculture is supposed to enhance natural processes that sustain plant and animal life in nature, such as biological activity in the soil, crop rotation to control pests and diseases, and the use of natural predators to keep pest populations under control. Adapted from National Geographic, July 2011.